This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is worried medical professionals don't have the basic supplies to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Bennett says President Trump's suggestion that states purchase their own supplies on the open market means states are bidding against one another and driving up prices.
In Colorado, our children's hospital is paying 70 cents a mask, 10 times what they were spending a month ago.
Negotiations in Congress continue on a coronavirus aid package. Representative Diana DeGette says what worries her fellow Democrats is the $500 billion going to big corporations.
Without enough assurances that it'll be paid back, and it doesn't have enough aid that we think we need to have for average people.
DeGette expects both parties will reach agreement soon. Colorado is the latest state to abolish the death penalty. Governor Polis signed that bill into law Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Advocates for repeal said it was morally right to end such a barbaric act. Polis also commuted the sentences of the three men on Colorado's death row to life in prison without parole. Two of the men were there for the murder of Democratic State Senator Rhonda Fields' son and his fiancée. Fields said she was disappointed and upset. She called the governor's decision a sad, sad day for Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed other bills into law yesterday. Federal ICE agents are now barred from making arrests at a courthouse or when someone is coming from or leaving court proceedings. Another bill allows dogs on restaurant patios if there's no food preparation on the patios. This is CPR News.